Good morning, everyone, and thank you for listening to the Truly English Podcast by Matthew. Today is Season 3, Episode 89, Temporada 3, Episodio 89, and today is Monday, the 11th day of July 2022, hoy es lunes, 11 de julio 2022. Tomorrow is Tuesday, and the day after tomorrow is Wednesday. Today is Monday, yesterday was Sunday, and the day before yesterday was Saturday. What did you do the day before yesterday? The day before yesterday, I drove to the large city near me to go shopping in Home Depot and have a nice breakfast. What did you do? Did you rest? Did you watch Netflix? Did you have a graduation party for someone in your family? Did you go to your parents' house? Did your parents come to your house? Tomorrow, I will be working. What will you do tomorrow? Will you be working tomorrow? Will you start your vacation tomorrow? Will you go to your daughter or son's graduation tomorrow? I don't know. All right. So, remember, today, tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, today, yesterday, and the day before yesterday. Make examples. Remember this. Today, we're going to have general conversation. A few days ago, I opened up YouTube and I noticed that the former Prime Minister of Japan, Shinzo Abe, was shot. He was shot and killed. Killing this man is a horrible action. Shinzo Abe was a great leader, a great Democrat, an honorable man, a noble man. A very similar man to a Nelson Mandela or a Gandhi. A good man. I don't understand why they don't shoot a man like Donald Trump. That would be a benefit to society. But killing this man, that's not a benefit. Japan had one recorded gun death last year. One. The United States had 36,470. In the United States, the land of the free and the home of the brave, guns are legal because of the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment gives all citizens the right to bear arms. Now, when the Second Amendment was written in the late 1700s, we can assume that people lived on a farm in middle of nowhere and definitely needed a gun. A wolf can enter your property and eat your animals. You need a gun. Strangers can enter your property, attack, and destroy your house, your family. You needed a gun. But why would you need a gun today in Houston, in Nashville, in Jacksonville, Florida, in Mobile, Alabama, in Atlanta, Georgia, or in New York City? Why? Why would they need guns? There are more guns than people in the United States. There are 300 million people and a billion guns. Who needs a billion guns? I mean, in Japan, there are no guns. In England, there are no guns. This man that killed Shinzo Abe manufactured his own gun. It's a shame. My condolences to his friends and his family. What a loss. What a loss for the country of Japan. But, you know, when we're talking about democracy, is the United States really a democracy? I mean, Britain, Portugal, Spain, all of these great empires fell, were crushed, destroyed. Britain was Australia, New Zealand, Canada, England, Ireland, Scotland. No more. Britain's empire is done. Rome has fallen. Greece has fallen. Portugal, Spain, all have fallen. The Mayas, the Aztecs, the Cherokees, all of these great people have fallen. And now the United States is finished. They're done. They no longer have a democracy, and they were not destroyed by a foreign power. They were destroyed by their own ignorance and their own people. The United States representatives of Congress should be ex-military, people that have high educations and people that would write laws that would protect society. But instead, these people have voted in Marjorie Taylor Greene. This woman is an idiot. Lauren Boebert never graduated from high school, had two abortions, and is anti-abortion, is a discriminatory woman, as is Marjorie Taylor Greene, and Matt Gaetz. These people are not legislators. They're not going to write laws. They're basically reality television stars. But they were voted in by the people in their states. Now, you could go to YouTube and watch how the education system has failed. If you ask most U.S. citizens, where is, name three countries in Africa, they could not. If you say how many continents are there, they do not know. If you ask them to tell the time on a regular clock with a hand, not digital, they could not tell you the time. So you're talking about a culture that is now ignorant, dumbed down, and they're basically finished. They're done. And China will take world number one position. The Chinese people have created a 100-year plan. They are very determined and persistent in what they want, and they will rule the world. They already have the strongest military on the planet. But this is just another problem that we have. We have many problems in the world today. I hope that these problems are not affecting everyone listening. We have a shortage of water. We have contaminated food. We have people that migrate from Africa, South America, Mexico, that are not accepted in other cultures. However, if the U.S. citizens wanted to migrate, they would be accepted open-handedly. With open arms, they would be accepted everywhere. It's a shame that people would accept these people who are uneducated idiots, but they wouldn't accept an educated worker from Africa, from Sudan, from Syria. I don't understand. I don't understand the world. But please, let us know your comments, questions. Send us any comments or questions to www.trulyenglish.com.mx, or you can visit us on Facebook or in Twitter or in Instagram or here in Anchor Podcast by Spotify under the name Truly English. I want to thank everyone for listening to our podcast today. Please remember to listen to our next podcast on the 18th of July, 2022. I want to wish you all a happy and healthy day and a great week. And of course, I want to wish you all peace and love to everyone. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.